Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We all have those friends, those close friends. Drilling it down, you'd all have the half a dozen friends without whom your life just would not be the same. But there's a couple in everybody's life. With me, there'd be two lads. Two lads with whom, one of them we've been friends for, actually we're going to be celebrating in August, around the time of his birthday. We've been friends for 40 years, the two of us. And then there's another guy, it's pretty close to that. Two friends of mine, we've been friends, like I said, for decades. And when we meet and go out and have a few pints and just chew the fat, we'd have each other's backs, like day or night, black or white, we'd have each other's backs. But when we go out, either of us or the three of us, we haven't met as a threesome for donkey's years, we talk absolute crap. I mean, just utter BS for hours at a time. And Kirsty Blake Knox had been writing about this in the Irish Independent. And I agree with you, Kirsty, if it wasn't for the fact that either of us can sit talking tight to each other for hours, I don't think we'd be as close as friends when push comes to shove. Good morning.
Hiya, how's it going? Yeah, I kind of wrote the article because I was coming across a lot of articles and videos on social media which were suggesting that you kind of do regular friendship pruning or doing these videos on the ways that you should break up with friends. And the reason cited that you might want to break up with friends on these videos and in these articles are for people talking too much about when stuff is going well in their life, which has been dubbed success bombing. If someone, you know, gets a new job or a new partner or goes on a fancy pants holiday and comes back talking about it nonstop. And then also if people talk too much when stuff is going so well in their life. So it's called emotional dumping. And that's if they break up with the boyfriend or the girlfriend or whatever, and they're kind of talking a lot about it. And a lot of people were suggesting that if this happens, it can be very draining for the person who has to listen, and that it's well within kind of, you should really consider drawing a line in the sand and formally ending the friendship. And it just seemed so brutal to me because, like you said, if I kind of said to my close friends, new rule, we can't talk about anything too emotional or anything too serious, or, you know, it would make a lot of our, like, we'd have very little to talk about, you know? Yeah. And I just kind of think a lot, like you said, of friendship. It's like, you know, there's a lot of, we have to be a bit more malleable about things like this, you know? And you kind of need to be there for people, not just when the friendship is directly of benefit to you. You kind of need to be a sounding board sometimes. Mm. And that kind of talking endlessly about stuff is a real integral part of friendship for me.
Mm. I mean, we would talk, me and my friends, we'd talk for hours about nothing. I mean,
yeah,
nothing.
Absolutely.
But then something will come up and you'd say, by the way, how is your dad? Or did you ever find out what was going on there? And the conversation turns on a dime to a really important conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the thing is that we, you know, there was an article I read in The Atlantic, and it was saying that to turn from acquaintances to friends, you have to spend about 80 to 100 hours in the first 6 weeks of meeting someone with them. So that's kind of why a lot of us get friends in school or work, where it's that kind of enforced time spent together. And it's impossible, if you spend a lot of time with your friends, that all the conversation is going to be like really sparklingly witty and, you know, great laughs and stuff. Sometimes it is going to be kind of, you know, kind of really rubbishy, forgettable chat, and like, you know, talking about the latest thing you've seen in Netflix and you know, who you thought was the funniest character, or who do you think that was the worst person on, like, Married at First Sight Australia, stuff like this. It's that kind of filler conversation is actually really important, because like you said, you kind of need to get through that before you kind of hear the important things. Mm-hmm.
Where you met a person, I think, is also important to the friendship. You made that point in the article. I mean, my two closest friends. One of them we met in college, as you do. We just met in the bar in college and started to chat. He's from Kerry. The other guy, I gave a maths. I knew him anyway, but I gave him a maths grind for his leaving cert. That's how we met. And you meet like. Being thrown together, I've got some great work friends over the years. My God, some of my closest friends are from, or some of my oldest friends are from my workplace. You know, the circumstances in which you meet someone, does that, Kirsty, do you think that determines the borders or the boundaries of your conversation for the rest of your time?
Yeah, I think look, all friendships, I think there's a ebb and flow, and I think there are times that you'll be very intensely seeing each other the whole time, and then there'll be breaks and stuff like that. And I think everyone has friends that they can talk to and then not speak to for like 3 weeks, and then when they meet up with them, they can pick it right back up, and it's like they were talking to them 5 minutes ago.
Oh, listen, you know? I can tell you something now. My one of the two people I'm talking about has been living in New Jersey for 37 years, and we might see each other 3 times a year. And the conversation literally, by the way, where are we? Do you know, literally.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And that's an amazing thing to have, you know, and it's like you said, that's built on kind of like having that ease with each other and chatting, kind of like not conversation that maybe is going to change the world, but it really lays down a really strong foundation for friendship, you know, and it means that you can, like, you have that shorthand and you have that kind of comfort around each other. You're comfortable kind of like picking up.
Oh, if any of the things we talk about were taken up and ran with by any government, the world wouldn't last a week. This is the truth.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But there's a real enjoyment in that. And I kind of just hate this idea that if a conversation isn't of, like, kind of people are like, I'm not personally benefiting from this, like, in a way that I can visibly see. Just that idea of cutting it off seems really kind of brutal and a bit, you know, it seems a bit short-sighted, you know?
Do you know, I mean, you're younger than me, Kirsty, but my greatest friends have been friends with me for 40 years, close enough anyway, right? And I wonder, but all you're talking about with this pruning and emotion, all that, like, the generation on that's growing up as digital natives now.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Do you think they'll have friends when they reach?
Well, I think it's really, I think it's really important to kind of separate your online acquaintances and friendship from the ones in real life. And I think that, you know, sometimes, you know, I definitely know that there are people who I'm friendly with online, but they're not the people that I'd pick up the phone when something serious happens, you know? And I think you really need to invest in those serious emotional friendships. And I'm sure some people can have very kind of significant relationships with people online. That's definitely a thing. But I think it's really important when you meet someone and you click with them and they're loyal, that you kind of give them a bit of grace. Like if they are banging on about something and it's doing your head in, I think that you kind of have to roll with the punches in a way and kind of like, okay, you know, I always think that's part of the deal with friendship. Like I'll listen to one of my friends talk about what a gom their ex was, or, you know, how their boss is driving them crazy. And the kind of deal is that then they'll be there if I want to, you know, give out about, you know, the family dog or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
It's
that kind of give and take.
And you know, the quick caller, do you know the friend that, you get a text, quick call, ? And you know, a quick call is 40 minutes. Eventually, the thing they want to talk you about to you, you'll get to. But there's no such thing as a quick call.
I know. We all have that, like friends, you know, and it's just kind of, you kind of see the phone call coming in sometimes and you're like, oh God, not so much. But, you know, like I said, and you can kind of do, like, you know, I'm not for a minute suggesting people stay in a relationship or a friendship if they find it's, like, you know, detrimental to their health or it's joyless or anything like that. But I do just kind of think sometimes we can be a little severe, especially kind of when it's on social media and people are suggesting, try just dumping a friend, like that kind of real, that's a really serious thing to do. So you really want to make sure, you know.
It isn't great, it'll drift anyway.
Yes. but I think it's also, like you said, with your friend who kind of has the really long phone call conversations, like I do, there's ways you can work around, like, you know, kind of behavior like that if it's really kind of a drain on you. Like me and my friends, we always leave each other voice notes on WhatsApp, and for my friends who leave longer ones, you can speed up the time of their voice note, so it like goes in fast forward, so you get all the information condensed. So I'm listening to what they say, but I'm also getting it, like, you know, in a kind of hyper speed version as opposed to the real life version. So there's handy things you can do like that.
Tell you a funny story about voice notes. Other people might have come across this, but I was listening to a young person one time sending voice notes back and forward, like these constant voice notes going on. And I said, why don't you just ring them?
The conversation. I know.
Oh no. Because when we're out at the weekend and we've had one too many and an argument starts about who said what, you've got a record.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't heard that.
That's either brilliant or demented, and I can't figure out which.
Yeah, exactly. I know, but a lot of people like voice notes. I know I like them because I can listen to them at a time that suits me. You know, I've got two kids and stuff like that. So sometimes if someone calls me, I'm not able to kind of listen in, but when it's a voice note, I can pick and choose when it kind of suits me to kind of listen to it, you know, and give it my attention.
Yeah, the blue ticks, though, more and more people are turning off their blue ticks now.
I know. That's smart.
Because a friend of mine did turn off her blue ticks recently, and I said... I was wondering, you didn't pick up on the message. No, you don't need to know who, but I'm trying to avoid someone, do you know?
But it's a handy thing to do, because then it kind of gives you don't have that pressure, like, oh my gosh, I've got to get back to someone immediately. So, yeah.
Disappearing ones as well. You know, you've no record of it then. Disappearing ones. Yeah. It's all changed, isn't it, Kirsty? It's all changed.
Yeah, I know. But like, you know, at the end, like, there's a lot of ways that how we connect and communicate has changed. But I think at the end of the day, what hasn't is if you've got a good kind of connection with someone and there's real value in that. And there's value in like being an ear and a sounding board. And that can be really helpful to people. It can even be a lifeline at times if they're going through a tough situation. So sometimes, just kind of, even if they're annoying you a bit, I think sometimes you kind of just have to kind of be there for that person.
It's part of being a friend. Before I let you go, I mentioned it earlier on, and I think I might throw it out because it's 20 past 11 on a Friday when we get some fun out of it. Your best friend, you don't have to name them or say how long you've been a friend. Where did you meet? Your closest friend now, the go-to. How did you meet?
Yeah, my closest friend I met at in secondary school, the first day of secondary school, and just instantly kind of clicked and connected, and we've been really, really close since. She's one of those people, like you were saying, sometimes we won't see each other for a few weeks or even a month or two because we live in different places, but whenever we pick back up, there's just an automatic connection, and they as well, because I've known her for so long, she knows, you know, everyone in your life, so there's that kind of ease and shorthand with one another.
And if you needed her, she's by your side in half a day.
That's
the way it is. Kirsty, thank you. Kirsty Blake Knox of the Irish Independent.
Cork's 96 FM.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.